Good morning. This is your Daily News Collective for Monday, April 3rd, 2017. At least 10 people have died this morning in train car blasts in the subway system in St. Petersburg, Russia. An estimated 50 were injured. Two separate explosions took place at the Sinaia Ploshad station and the Technological Institute station, according to Russian state news. Russian President Vladimir Putin was in St. Petersburg for a forum, saying, "Unfortunately, we have to begin our meeting with this tragic event. The causes are not yet clear, and so it's still early to talk about that. The investigations will show, but naturally, we always examine all versions, ordinary and criminal, above all incidents of a terrorist character." That from ABC News. Zero Hedge reports Jared Kushner has flown to Iraq with the Joint Chiefs for an ISIS strategy briefing. President Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, reportedly arrived in Baghdad this morning in a surprise visit with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Joseph Dunford, to meet U.S. and Iraqi officials and to receive military briefings on the fight against the Islamic State. Kushner is the first member of Trump's inner circle to visit the country, currently engaged in a fight to drive the militant group from Mosul and other areas. The 36-year-old Kushner, a newcomer to foreign policy issues, has taken an active role as an advisor to Mr. Trump. He's already met with Saudi Arabia's Deputy Crown Prince and Minister of Defense Mohammed bin Salman during his meeting with the Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. He's also been given broad authority by his father-in-law to broker a peace deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Reuters reports Poland is accusing Russian air traffic controllers over Smolensk air crash. The crash near Smolensk in western Russia killed the Polish president, Lech Kaczynski, and his wife, as well as the central bank chief, top army brass, and several lawmakers. Polish prosecutors said on Monday they would press charges against two Russian air traffic controllers of deliberately causing the 2010 plane crash that killed Poland's president and 95 other people. CBS News reports that the search for a missing South Carolina girl after a double murder ends in Washington, D.C. An 11-year-old girl who went missing from a home where her grandparents were shot and killed on Sunday was found safe in Washington, D.C. Sunday night. D.C. Metro police say they found Ariana Forney inside a white Chevy Impala that authorities had made the subject of an Amber Alert. Curtis Atkinson Jr. had led D.C. police on a brief chase that ended when the car crashed. Atkinson was arrested and being held in D.C. on local charges. Charlotte-Mecklenburg police officials expect to charge Atkinson with the murder of Curtis Atkinson Sr. and Ruby Atkinson, his parents. He is Forney's uncle. The Chicago Tribune reports a desperate hunt is underway for children in a Columbia town where 250 died. In the city of Mocoa, at least 43 children were among the confirmed dead from the devastating flood, and the overall death toll has reached 254. The Chicago Tribune also reports a leftist has claimed victory in the Ecuadorian election. With almost 99% of polling places counted, Lenin Moreno had 51% of the vote, while conservative banker Guillermo Lasso stood at just under 49%, a difference of about 230,000 votes. The election is being contested. As USA Today reports, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange is also victorious as a result of the Ecuadorian election. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will likely be able to remain at the Ecuadorian embassy in London after voters in Ecuador on Sunday narrowly elected ruling party candidate Lenin Moreno over conservative Guillermo Lasso. NBC News reports that a North Korean defector has told Lester Holt that the world should be ready. A senior North Korean defector has told NBC News that the country's desperate dictator is prepared to use nuclear weapons to strike the United States and its allies. Tae Yong-ho is the most high-profile North Korean defector in two decades. He said the North Korean dictator is desperate in maintaining his rule by relying on his development of nuclear weapons and ICBMs. Once he sees that there's any kind of sign of a tank or an imminent threat from America, then he would use his nuclear weapons with ICBM. CNS News is reporting that 2,070 refugees arrived in the U.S. in March, a 54% drop from February. The number has steadily declined in 2017 from 9,945 refugees admitted to the U.S. last October to 8,355 in November, 7,371 in December, and 6,777 in January. The Sun reports that ISIS has released a kill list saying, kill them where you find them. Pro-ISIS group draws up kill list of targets, including names, addresses, and emails of people in the U.S. and U.K. and threatens Donald Trump. The pro-ISIS United Cyber Caliphate hacking group has released a video message threatening the U.S., President Trump, Brits, and thousands of others. SFGate reports that employees are getting implanted with microchips. In Stockholm, Swedish startup Hub Epicenter, a company offering implants to its workers with microchips the size of grains of rice that function as swipe cards to open doors, operate printers, or buy smoothies with a wave of the hand. The injections have become so popular that workers at Epicenter hold parties for those willing to get implanted. On Capitol Hill, after a week-long delay, the Senate Judiciary Committee meets to vote on sending the nomination of Judge Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court to the full Senate for floor debate. And again, there was a nail bomb that killed at least 10 and injured 50 on St. Petersburg Metro after terrorist throws backpack onto train moments before shrapnel rips through the carriages on the day Putin visits the city. According to the Daily Mail, the death toll has reached 12 at this point, and the injuries are still around 50. You can find the up-to-the-minute feed at dailynewscollective.com, along with this podcast, as well as other more in-depth podcasts at blahblahshow.com. Look to the top of the page at dailynewscollective.com and click on Feed for up-to-the-minute information. Thanks for joining me on this Monday, April 3rd, 2017. I'm John Bound with the dailynewscollective.com.